So they're made by a company. I can't remember their name, but they call them OEM headphones. So this one company makes them, and then they'll basically let other companies brand them and sell them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a really common thing.
Yeah. And you can get the mono price version of those for like $45 now.
No shit.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And it's literally the exact same headphone. It just says mono price rather than brainwaves.
So, right on. That's pretty cool to know. But
nifty, like, guys.
These ones are fine, so fuck it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Welcome. Sorry, hold on. Let me re-energize that. Welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. I'm Trevor. I'm here with Colin.
Hey.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. Level up.
Has God damn, I hate you.
What?
What are we even doing? Have you talked to the famous author Matt that we know?
I have not
recently.
No, I haven't.
He wants me to do the audiobook.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't know if I can read out loud though, is my problem.
It's hard. It probably takes a couple of takes.
I'm like,
also, is there an abridged version?
No, I'd do the whole book.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
You can't, it's not like it's a, no, it's a book.
All right, fine. What are you getting paid for this?
I don't know. He asked and I didn't, I'm like, I don't know, let me fucking dick around and try reading out loud and see if it's something I can do first.
See, what he really wants is Sean to do it.
You think?
Have you heard Sean's voice?
Yeah.
It's.
I've never heard Sean read.
I mean, he's not retarded.
Are you sure?
He can read.
I don't know.
He's pretty literate, I would say. I'll give Sean that much. He's literate.
I don't know.
Also,
I don't think I can do British accents is my other point, my other problem.
That's easy. Oi, mate, you got a license for that?
Yeah. Hello, governor. We're off hunting beasts.
Do you have a license for that?
But I kind of want to do it just so I'd have my name on a credits somewhere. That would be dope as shit.
You have your name on a credits here.
Yeah, but on something that matters.
I mean, this does.
Yeah.
To six people.
Does it though?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, I mean, start a Patreon and you'll find out. You'll find out when I get... How come nobody sends us Christmas presents? I'm listening to the Dick Show and they're getting fucking gifts constantly. I'm like, somebody bought him a mini fridge. I'm like, that dude gets like $22,000 a month.
Yeah, because
he has fans. Why does he need fans. A mini fridge? What?
He has fans, Colin. He has people who listen to his show. Like,
God damn
thousands
it.
Of people who listen to his show every week. We have...
Tens of people that listen to our show. Yeah, they do.
Five.
No.
Fives of people.
Have you looked at the stats?
No.
It's always over 10, usually under 30. So somewhere, it's like, it peaks at like the mid to upper 20s.
That's just because I download it in like 10 different places.
Okay.
To make it seem like we get fans.
I mean, I guess you could. That's weird.
Yeah. Download it on iTunes. I listen to it on Stitcher.
That's strange.
Got to get those numbers up.
Yeah.
Fake our numbers up to around 22.
Right.
So we look like we're popular.
Now we'll get some advertising.
Almost like, what are we on? Like 210, 220 episodes and still nobody listens to this shit. Why do we keep doing it, Colin?
I don't know. Why not?
We're like one of the longest running podcasts on the internet.
I know. It's great.
It's so stupid.
It's great. I mean, I imagine it's probably a little my fault, a little your fault.
No, I think it's just your fault.
I mean,
I think every
definitely not.
If it was just me, it'd be entertaining.
When I was bringing in my fucking well-prepared political rants, people were fucking listening.
The same people who are listening now.
Exactly. Wait. No, more people were listening. I'm pretty sure more.
I know that's not true.
We got more emails.
Yeah, but from Oybeck.
Yeah, we got emails from fucking Oybeck.
We got one more emails.
And his out hunting for yaks.
Yeah.
And his lady that Jesus he was Christ. Chasing after.
So anyway, I might do an audiobook, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I got to see if I can learn to read first. Also, I got to finish the book first. I'm like halfway through it.
Yeah.
I'm reading slow, but it's still pretty good.
Nice.
Kind of took a bit of a tonal shift.
Really?
There's a, it got a little silly. So we'll see. Most of it's pretty serious, but it got a little silly in the chapter I'm in.
Hmm.
With, you know, fantasy creatures and whatnot.
Well, I mean, that happens.
Yeah, it does. This isn't a negative. Just,
I mean, it's like, look at all of Star Trek.
Right.
And then you have the fucking episode where they go back and are Robin Hood and his merry men.
That is the best episode.
Yeah, it's a great episode. I am not a merry man.
I am not a merry man. No, I think the one where Q loses his powers is the best Q
episode. Oh my god, that fucking episode is so fucking good.
What do I have to do to prove it to you people?
Die. Oh, clever Worf. Eat any good books lately?
Fucking John DeLancey is a treasure.
It's fucking beautiful. That fucking episode, anything with Q in it was fucking good.
No, the second,
anything in fucking the Next Gen with Q in it.
The second episode he was in is a bad episode.
Which one's that?
He takes them down to a planet and is like reenacting the French Revolution with weird monster men. And it's not good.
French Revolution.
Yeah, weird, exactly. Man. It's bad. It's a real bad episode.
Really?
Yeah. It's like in season one or two. It's the second appearance of Q. It's real, yeah, real.
That's
bad.
Why I forget, because I always skip season one.
It's not good.
No,
there's like
not.
Two or three decent episodes in season one and a handful in season two.
I watched a video last night,
yeah.
And it was about Enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy going over the Enterprise and why it died and the things that were right about it and the things that were wrong about it. And
okay.
It's like, it's the last Star Trek. Like, it's the last thing we've had that is Star Trek. You know, the Kelvin universe is not Star Trek.
Yeah.
It is, but it is by name, but not really by...
That Discovery show is not Kelvin universe. It's
No, I know, but apparently the guy doesn't like that
very
much.
Lots of people don't. I'm interested to see what Picard is like, though.
Yeah. But, you know, he was talking about the things that were wrong with the... Because apparently the whole Zindi Wars...
Yeah.
That was only because the fucking network was like, you got to do something, make this more action-oriented, because this is boring as shit.
Sure.
Well, it's because it was UPN and...
That's where they fucked up, by being on UPN.
Right. And CBS bought UPN and tried helping, and it still didn't work.
I loved the Zindi Wars.
It was good.
I'm disappointed, because they were building up to, I think it was going to be season 5, if they had gotten a season 5, was going to be the Romulan War.
Yeah.
And that would have been fucking awesome.
Yeah. Well, and then you watch it, and like basically he goes in and talks about just like the finale... is apparently ranked the worst episode of any Star Trek series.
It's bad.
Like, it's, and it is fucking awful.
It's dog shit.
It's terrible. Well, because the biggest problem with the episode, other than it's just not good.
It's just not a good episode overall.
Is that they have Riker and Troy.
Yeah.
Portraying themselves in 2003
yeah.
as the characters, you know,
from like season four.
Episode in like 1994.
Yeah,
like that doesn't work. No.
Also, like what they're trying to sort out doesn't make any sense for the episode. Also, them just like killing off Trip for
right.
no fucking reason.
Yeah,
like with no impact.
And the guy was pointing out how you could kind of just, you could almost see it in the actors.
Yeah.
In that episode, like they're just like, this fucking blows.
This is a bad episode.
We're getting fucked right now.
And it's too bad.
Like, why
too,
can't you send us off? And why are we a simulation?
Yeah.
So, oops, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
If anybody hasn't watched Enterprise,
the whole last
But it doesn't, you know what?
Is,
it doesn't matter. Just no. Don't watch the finale, because you'll be, it's like watching Serenity after you watch Firefly.
Yeah.
Except for it's not at all, it has no redeeming qualities. Whereas yeah. at least Serenity is
actually
good.
A good movie.
But it really sucks after you watch Firefly.
It's just a bad cap to Firefly. It's a great standalone movie.
Right.
It's a bad cap to Firefly.
Right.
And that's just a terrible episode.
Did you know that fucking what's her face, the Summer Glau.
Yeah,
River.
Mm-hmm.
She's like a year older than me.
That doesn't surprise me.
Like, man. Well, I mean, she looked really fucking young in that show.
You mean in 1998 when she was 18?
The show was not 1998.
99?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was 2000.
Let's look it up.
Trevor and Colin, look up.
We're going to race to look up things. Oh, goodness. Oh, my phone is super slow, so if you don't win, I'll be shocked. IMDb.com. Firefly.
2002.
Wow.
So, go fuck yourself.
I always thought it was, like, earlier than that.
Nope.
So she was 22.
Yeah.
I mean, Veronica Mars is 22, and she looks like fucking 16 in that show.
I understand, but I always thought she was, like, I mean, she, at the time, was playing a fucking, like, 14-year-old girl, and it worked, and yeah. I was always like, eh.
Well, Molly Ringwald was 36 and Pretty in Pink.
And now I'm just, well, Keanu Reeves is, like, 103.
Yeah.
Now.
Right.
Actually, I think he's older. He's immortal.
Yeah.
But yeah, then it just goes and talks. It shows like the episode where Trip and T'Pol are in the fucking quarantine bay.
Yeah.
And it's just like a steamy fucking not sex scene. Like, what the fuck is the point of this? It's Star Trek.
Yeah. I could jerk off to those though.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's what they're for.
There's porn.
Because goddamn T'Pol was. There wasn't back then. It was fucking.
You're fucking horseshit. There was what? Too.
That was in the 90s, right? Late 90s, early 2000s?
Enterprise? Might have started 99.
Yeah, because it was right after the other one ended.
But that was like season 3, so that was 2000 at least.
Yeah, but I didn't have the internet yet.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Some of us were poor growing up.
We were poor too.
Clearly you weren't.
I mean, clearly we
were. With your fucking computers and internet. Dude, yeah. I didn't have... Well, we had the internet in the upper office when I was 20. I didn't have internet in my own room until I was like 21 or so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That sucks.
So there's no internet porn for me until I was an adult. I still was using magazines and videotapes.
Sucks to suck.
And fucking...
really sucks
Victoria's Secrets.
Yeah. Fredericks of Hollywood.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I had all the really big titty bitches in
That's
it.
That's right.
Anyway, it was pretty good. Oh, yeah, and then they railed on the fucking theme song, which is...
It's been a long road.
It's fine the first time you hear it. You know what it's not fine?
To hear.
The second 35 times you hear it.
It's been a long time.
Fuck me.
But my time is finally.
Like, if that would have been the fucking, like, the series, the pilot opening, I'd have been all right with that. And then they switched to, oh, my God, will you please fucking stop?
Because I've got faith. Of the heart, and going where my heart will take me. I've got faith to believe I can do anything. I've got strength.
This hurts my soul right
soul.
Now.
No one.
Oh my God! Stop it!
Take me. All right.
Fuck. Jesus Christ.
I love that show
again. You know how you know all the lyrics because of that show.
Yeah, I learned them all on purpose, though.
Fuck. So bad.
On the opposite end of things, I watched a great movie last night.
Yeah.
Colin, got home from, we played Pathfinder yesterday. Mm-hmm. Got home from Pathfinder. I'm on my couch. I'm like looking at Hulu and Bumblebee is on Hulu.
Yeah. How was that?
Holy shit. It took them 6 fucking movies, but they finally made one with Transformers in it that looked like Transformers.
Yeah.
They look just like the fucking cartoon, man.
And that movie didn't really do anything, did it?
It's the best one of those
movies.
But
it didn't really do anything.
It's too bad, because it's so good, and it's too bad they had to tie it. The only thing wrong with it is they tied it back into the other ones. But, yeah. All
is it still a Michael Bay movie?
I don't think so.
That's probably why it's not fucking terrible.
All the Transformers look like Transformers instead of like piles of scrap metal.
Yeah.
Like they're mostly car bodies on the outside instead of junk.
Mm.
And Bumblebee's a
old bug.
A beetle. And Optimus Prime is barely in it, but when he shows up, he's a proper fucking like flat fronted fucking nice. Semi-truck.
Very nice.
There's only like So here's what it does right that all the other ones did wrong. One, the Transformers looked like they're Transformers. Two, it opens up with Transformers. The beginning of the movie is Transformers fighting, and then there's Transformers in the movie, and they don't even introduce the main human character for like 10 minutes into the movie, and then there's almost always Transformers in it.
Nice.
There's only like a handful of Transformers in the whole movie. It's pretty much just Bumblebee, and then a couple of Decepticons that he's fighting, and then Optimus Prime has like a couple of spots, like flashbacks, and then at the end of the movie. But there's still more Transformers in it than the first Transformers movie, which you didn't see the first Transformers, I think, until the last 15 minutes of the movie is when somebody finally transformed.
Your joke about the Decepticons.
That's not mine.
Oh, really?
That's John Cena line in the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. John Cena's an army man, and he's like, all these robots that are landing on the planet, let me murder them because I'm an army man and these are evil robots. And somebody's like, no, we're going to trust them and be their friend. And like, their name is Decepticons. How is that not a red flag for you? It was great.
That's funny.
It was great. John Cena's perfect.
As usual.
Yeah.
As per usual.
He's the evil army man in it.
Oh, he's the evil army man?
Yeah, I mean, he's an army man. He has a redemption, but,
gotcha.
He's there to defend the United States from threats and giant robots shooting rockets at each other are threats, so he wants to kill all the giant robots, not just the bad ones.
I mean, well, I'm all right with that.
Yep. It's pretty good. The main chick is way more likable than fucking Shia LaBeouf ever was.
He was fine.
Yeah.
That first one I liked. It was enjoyable.
It takes place... Oh, which part did you like? Where the Transformers weren't in it?
There's Transformers in it.
Yeah, and like the... Talk about movies that are too fucking long. I'm pretty sure that movie is 17 hours long, Transformers make up 36 minutes of
it. I saw somebody the other day post something about what happened to 90-minute movies. I'm like, thank you. I'm not the only fucking autism who thinks this way.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because again, it's fine when it's a movie like Forrest Gump or The Green Mile or Shawshank Redemption.
Or the first Transformers.
It's apparently not fine. It's not fine when it's the third Batman and the third fucking Christopher Nolan Batman.
Well, those movies just aren't fine. Look, we're not rehashing your fucking bizarre idiocy anyway.
It's not idiocy.
The point
is,
also, it took place in the 80s. The movie took place in 1987. Mm-hmm. So, I loved the soundtrack because it was all 80s music.
Nice.
It's good. You should watch Bumblebee, is what I'm saying.
That'd be stupid.
It didn't have that. It did have the touch.
Damn it. Oh, nice.
It does have the touch.
But, maybe I'll convince... We're supposed to watch a movie tonight. Maybe I'll convince Doria and her daughter.
It's pretty good.
Watch Bumblebee.
It's definitely like...
I think they'd both enjoy that because they like terrible movies.
It's very heartwarming, very kid friendly.
It's hard for me to get those people to watch anything I want to watch.
Surprisingly, some violence in it.
Yeah, it's all right.
Some murder, both human and robot deaths.
Good, good. They all deserve it.
But it's very heartwarming. It's like the nice little dramatic family angle, little teenager romance subplot. Bumblebee is fucking adorable in it. Because he loses his memory or some shit at the beginning. So he's like kind of a bumbling idiot and it's cute.
So like the other movies?
Yeah. Yes. It's good though.
Great.
It's like the other movies, but if this was the first one they made, the franchise would be even bigger than it was because it's actually good.
But the franchise was fucking huge.
Yeah.
That's the crazy thing.
It's sad, isn't it?
It's fucking...
Because it's so bad. Don't get me wrong. I've watched all but one of those movies.
Right.
And enjoyed them, but
which was the one you didn't watch?
The last one in between... the last one before Bumblebee.
Is that Dark of the Moon or something?
I have no idea.
The Mark Wahlberg ones I like better than the first ones.
I watched... it was the last Mark Wahlberg one. I watched the first Mark Wahlberg one and not the second. So I guess the fifth movie.
We talked about those.
Yeah.
And how we really enjoyed them. And they're actually the best movies ever.
Yeah.
And we wish they were longer than 2 hours.
I'm pretty sure our entire argument was they're terrible movies, but so is Star Wars. I'm pretty sure my argument was Transformers are the modern day Star Wars.
No, Star Wars is the modern day Star Wars. I saw some fucking thing, some article about Star Wars the other day.
Yeah.
And it was claiming that the new trilogy,
mm-hmm.
the I don't know what they call them, these ones.
Seven, eight, and nine.
Well, there's a name for them. Anyway.
The sequel trilogy?
Are even worse than the prequels. I'm like, oof. Oof. I mean, boy, let me tell you.
All right.
The Phantom Menace is already not a good movie. I tried watching it the other day. I can't.
Yeah.
I just fucking can't.
But at least that end fight is dope.
That's the only thing good about those movies are the fucking all fights.
All right. I know how to settle this. We're going to take the worst two movies and tell me which one you'd rather watch.
Okay.
Would you rather watch Star Wars Episode 2, Attack of the Clones, or Star Wars Episode 8, The Last Jedi?
The Last Jedi.
Really?
Yes.
You hated that movie.
Wow. The fucking prequels are...
Okay, then that settles it. The prequels are worse.
It's fucking awful.
I mean, I enjoyed... I'm the only fucking person on the entire planet, including the cast, who really liked The Last Jedi.
I like the scene where the fucking ship goes...
Yeah.
To warp through the fucking super star, whatever nobody, the fuck it
like,
is.
The whole movie is just that weird, pointless, slow-moving space chase, and nobody liked it, but I'm like, this. So it's Mad Max, but in space. I'm 100% on board with this.
It was fine, yeah. I will say, but I like...
All the eat the rich part in the middle, I get why everybody hated that, and that fucking Rose character, I thought she was fine, but a lot of people just couldn't stand her because she was dumb. Too fucking bubbly and dumb.
Yeah.
And I get it. I get it. I get all the criticisms. I come at Star Wars from a like, yeah, these are... They're
not good movies.
They're bad movies.
They've never been good movies.
They've always been bad movies.
Everybody who says they're good movies is stupid.
Although the first one.
Yeah.
Here's,
Star Wars.
Here's some fun facts about
Star Wars. Nothing.
The movie Star
Just
Wars.
Star Wars.
Here's some fun facts about the movie Star Wars. Apparently it swept the Oscars that year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, there's probably nothing else out. So
I don't know. I'm probably not best actors, but, you know, fucking score, editing, sound editing, special effects, fucking makeup and costuming, all that shit. It got like six fucking Oscars. Here's another fun fact about that movie. In 1989, they started up a film, I can't remember what it's called, congressional, basically like the Library of Congress, but for movies. Every year, 25 films get inducted into the film registry to preservation of American cinema, basically. It was one of the first. It was inducted in the first year, along with shit like Citizen Kane.
Well, I mean, you got to think about that movie. And
yeah, oh, it's important. That's not what's crazy about that. That's not totally surprising, even though it was, at the time, it was still a fairly modern movie. What's crazy is George Lucas never submitted a copy of the movie, like a film reels of the movie, to them. Until 1999, he tried to submit film reels of the fucking special edition.
What the fuck?
And they're like, no. This isn't that movie. For one thing, this movie fucks all the editing up. For two, it fucks up all of the special effects that were culturally relevant at the time.
Mm-hmm.
They changed the sound editing and the fucking music in it. Like, everything that won Oscars in that movie, they changed in the fucking special edition.
Yeah, I'll never understand George Lucas's thinking behind that. But then he made the prequel, so go fuck him.
I hope he dies soon so Disney can release...
Jar Jar Binks is probably the worst thing ever. I don't know, did you ever watch the show Spaced?
No.
With fucking Nick Frost and...
No.
Yeah, what's his bucket?
Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah. You should watch that show. It's fucking funny as shit. The first episode, like the very first scene of it, is him ripping into a fucking kid about Star Wars and the prequels and how awful they are. And it's just because the kid wanted to buy like a Jar Jar Binks toy. It's pretty goddamn funny.
All right. I wish they would re-release. I wish they would release an unfucked version of Star Wars.
Yeah. I mean,
like a restored, but not the fucking Laserdisc version.
Yeah, it's fine. That's what I own.
Not that something without fucked audio, something without a fucked, like, so here's the problem with that.
I don't understand how Disney hasn't done it yet.
I'm assuming it's some kind of contractual thing with George Lucas. Because they put Star Wars up on Disney Network or Disney Plus, whatever their fucking streaming service is called. And it has more new shit in it.
Doesn't have the monkey eyes?
Yes. No, it doesn't have that. But the first Star Wars has now, before Greedo shoots at Han first, he says some shit. They edited in an extra fucking like second of him saying McClunky before taking a shot.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he just keeps adding shit to that scene for some reason. Like, it was a perfect scene when you released this movie in 1977. Yeah. Han Solo, knowing he's about to die, fucking self-defense, shoots a guy before the guy has a chance to do anything. And now it's this fucked up monster scene.
I mean, let's be honest here. George Lucas is terrible.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, we've discussed it.
He deserves ad nauseum. He deserves cancer for what he did to his own movie.
But yeah, whatever.
Colin, he deserves cancer for giving my eyes cancer having to watch all those fucking edits.
That's why I'm fine with the Laserdisc rips. They sound like crap. They look kind of shitty, like, but shit. You know what?
They got that weird.
It's the real movie.
They got that weird fucking editing, like when they fucking transferred old on analog to digital, where it's like all shifty and fucked.
It's not that bad.
No, but it's not good. It's noticeable in some scenes.
Yeah, it's fine.
The digital fucking whatever they call that.
Did you buy those, or did I let you borrow them?
I have the DVD version that has them as special features in non-anamorphic widescreen. So when you watch it on a fucking widescreen television, there are black bars on the top and bottom and black bars on the left and right as it projects a widescreen thing in the middle of a 4:3 screen. So it's shrunk and shrunk and shrunk. So it's this fucking big in the middle of the screen. Yeah, I'm making good. A very small rectangle with my fingers for the listeners.
Yes.
It's so fucking annoying.
Well, speaking of Star Wars,
the new one comes out soon.
Yeah, I'm going to see it.
Yeah, me too.
On Christmas.
I love those movies.
They're fine. I'll watch them in the fucking movie theater.
But they're not good. But I'm a big Star Wars fan. I have fan films and shit.
Hey, it's true. He does.
Oh, fuck. I'm just going to take the desk apart now. That's what kind of day we're having.
Yeah, he does have those.
I'll post links to the YouTube videos in our channel. Maybe I'll post them on our website.
But anyway, unrelated to that, I was going to bring Trevor a present next week, and I'm like, you know what? I spent all this time wrapping it last night, so.
Oh, you brought me my present a week early?
Yeah.
Should I put.
This is kind of a congratulations on refinishing your basement, even though you haven't refinished it yet. But when you refinish it, you have something you can put on the walls.
You did a good job wrapping it in this trash bag. Oh, you hear that? Oh, my God. Speaking of trash bags.
Wrapping paper.
This is the second present I've gotten this year.
Yeah.
The other day, I'm sitting on my couch. And Amazon knocks on my door and drops a package off. I'm like, I haven't bought anything on Amazon in 2 days. Why is there packages
being dropped? Somebody brought something for you?
Yes. So I open it up. Hold on. I'll be right back. I'll look at what this is in a second. Let me go get my gift card. Let me go get the card that came with it if I can find it.
Okay.
Back for a second.
I'm banting. So I was told about this show earlier. Actually, I stopped at a guy I know's house to sell him some speakers, and I looked over at his wall, and he had these big tall shelves with books all over them. I think they're not bookshelves, but that's what they made them into. They're just like wire racks made into bookshelves. And I could see from a distance that there was like a bunch of authors I actually know. So I was kind of excited about that and started talking to him. And he's telling me about a couple of shows I should check out based off of books. And one's called The Expanse.
Okay.
It was a sci-fi show and is on Amazon now.
Oh yeah. Comes up in my recommendeds a lot.
Yeah, he said it's really fucking good, so I think I'm going to check that out.
All right. A gift for you. Amazon puts shit in this nice fucking, really nice gift bag for you.
All right. Some child in China made.
Trevor, since reusable bags are oh so pricey and it's the holiday season, I felt the gift of giving was in order. Please accept these reusable grocery bags as a token of our friendship. They are decorated with snowflakes to fit the occasion.
Oh, my God.
He bought me a bunch of three, actually, reusable grocery bags.
So you're going to use them to put minis in?
Ooh. I've just been using them to bring food to potlucks.
Yeah.
That's been my only use for them. Oh, my God. I found my gloves. I lost my gloves earlier today. I've been looking all over my house for them.
You found them in your bag there.
For some reason, they were in my gift bag full of other bags. You know, I'm more excited about the gift bag they came in than the stupid reusable bags, but because this is fucking nice. It's got these drawstrings. It's super fancy. This I'm definitely going to store fucking tabletop garbage in.
Something in. Huh.
But yeah, so they're all rolled up into these balls, but they unsnap and they're fucking actually huge. So I might become a hippie and start bringing disgusting reusable bags in full of bacteria.
Ugh.
Into the grocery store. And then I don't know where I'm going to throw all my trash away because I won't have garbage bags to line all my trash cans
just
anymore.
Throw it on the floor and so have
No, I'm just going to throw it all into the creek now.
Oh, good idea.
All my trash is going right into the creek, Ben. Way to save the planet. Good job. I thought that was fucking hilarious, man. I'm like, what the fuck is... Why did I get on... Oh, what an asshole. Anyway, let's see a good present. It's got this nice leather plasticky. Ooh. Ooh. Holy shit. Well, these are all getting framed.
Right.
Colin got me blueprints for the fucking Enterprise. NCC 1701, no bloody A, B, C, or D. Holy fuck, these are cool, man.
Yeah.
This is like retro shit, too. Wow.
It's got the receipt where the guy bought it from the Countryside Bookstore in Countryside Village in 1975.
Holy shit. All right, those are going carefully back into there until I get frames.
Yep.
9x30. That's a weird...
Have fun.
How many?
You know, you might be able to figure out some kind of poster frame.
And then just mat them?
Set up. Yeah, well, mat them. And because some of them are kind of like, you know, it's a series of the different parts of the ship. Yeah. So you might be able to set it up in a way.
Holy
lay it out
fuck,
so
that's
you can
cool, dude.
Match them up.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That is fucking dope.
So, you know.
Oh, my dad's going to be jealous. Oh, shit, he's going to be jealous. Fuck, man. That is awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's way better than fucking grocery bags.
I don't tend to get people shit they're not going to use.
That's fair. Wait, are you suggesting I'm not going to use these grocery bags?
Maybe a little.
I've already used one to bring food to work.
Not
going to
use
them
for the intended purpose anyway.
Well, the intended purpose is stupid.
It is stupid.
They have grocery bags at the store.
I'm supposed to leave the grocery store with stuff, not come in with it.
Yeah, what the fuck? I'm not bringing shit in.
Right.
Idiots.
So, yeah. Fuck.
Oh, fuck. I laughed when I read the card, though. I'm like, what an asshole.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
God damn, that's fucking cool. I want to kind of just stop the podcast and unfold all these and look at them, but
I mean,
we're only 33 minutes in. We should probably talk a little bit more.
Okay, that's fine. I'm trying to think. I didn't really do anything over the last 2 weeks. I had a fun adventure at the tire store.
Oh, yeah?
So I bought snow tires a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Because snow tires in a snowy environment are a world of fucking difference.
I'm sure.
Yeah, my car gets around decently with the all seasons that are on it.
Mm-hmm.
You put snow tires on a Subaru, it's a fucking unstoppable tank.
Well, especially in your neighborhood, that shit's probably super necessary.
Fucking hills.
Like out here, there's mostly flat ways I can get out of my neighborhood, so it's never a huge problem for me. But your neighborhood is like...
It's hills everywhere.
It's like just a giant fucking roller coaster. It's like just every hill is the first hill of a roller coaster.
Right.
It's fucking insane out there, man.
So I took my tires up to, I bought a new car last April.
Yeah.
So something like that. And
it's a very pretty blue.
Yes, it is. Hyper blue is what they call it.
I like it.
They discount tires since I bought them there. They'll swap out my summer and my winter tires for free.
Do they store them there for you?
No.
Or do you gotta like?
No, I just take them home, put them in my garage, but I don't have to fucking deal with it. So yeah, I take them out there, and the guy was like, oh, well, your old car didn't have the TPMS sensors, the air pressure sensors.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, it didn't. He's like, well, we can't put these on unless you get those sensors put on. Okay, how much is that? $60 a tire. I'm like, well, that's not money I was looking to spend right now.
No shit. You know,
right before Christmas. And he's like, oh, well, it's cheaper than buying new tires and wheels.
Yeah,
so no shit, Sherlock. Like, what the fuck?
Instead, I'm going to do nothing.
Yep. Oh, what really sucks is, and I was like, well, fuck, I'll just fucking do it myself. I get my jack from my mom's garage. It's been sitting there for, I don't know, I paid $10 for this jack.
Yeah.
10 years ago, probably at a garage sale. And I'm Friday, I get off work a little bit early. And I'm like, all right, going to get this done. Get it mad.
Calling the man.
And I go to jack my car up, and the jack doesn't move. It just.
Oh.
I'm like, well.
Damn all it. The fucking gaskets broken on
probably.
It?
Probably.
I mean, you got to use the things occasionally.
So I was if like,
it's hydraulic.
Well, not doing that today.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, I was over at Dan's, and he was like, oh. I told him about my broken jack, and he's like, oh, well, hold on a second. And he digs in his garage and finds in one of his cars, he's like, oh, here you go. It's basically brand new. I think I've used it like 3 times. You can have it.
God damn. I was need like, friends.
Fuck yeah. And so I got a jack, but it was too late. And then I woke up today. I was like, oh, maybe I'll go. Oh, well, no.
It snowed.
There's snowing.
Yeah.
So that sucks.
I went out and shoveled today.
It's also like 16 degrees.
Stupid. Ugh.
Yeah. I want one of those. You know what you should get?
What's that?
And I need to get an electric, like a battery powered leaf blower.
Oh no, I'm getting a gas leaf blower for Christmas.
Oh, you could do that. That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm doing.
I want to get the whole Milwaukee platform, the M18, fucking cordless leaf blower.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm done with that low power bullshit.
No.
Everything's
no.
gas now, buddy.
No.
Everything's torque. Everything's fucking combustion engine.
That M18
I'm
shit's
sure it's
pretty
fine.
Fucking, it is.
You can drive your fucking loser Teslas around and play with
Teslas.
Your fucking battery drills, but
it's,
my drills it's are all gas powered, motherfucker. God, that'd be dope. Do they make gas powered
no,
drills?
No, it wouldn't be dope.
You would drill the shit out of things.
Yeah, you could.
No, I'm getting a badass because like that's what I'm like, Dad, I don't need anything else ever again. Just I need a good leaf blower.
They're so nice.
Because I have an electric leaf blower that plugs in.
I have one of those too. It's really nice, but
it gets
annoying.
Almost to the end of my patio and not to the rest of my yard unless I have, 600 feet of fucking extension cable.
You do have kind of a giant yard.
It's not helpful.
So do I.
Yeah. The first year I lived here, I had a plug-in like weed whacker, like trimmer. Mm-hmm. Trimming my fence line with that and like 10 fucking extension cables was a really fun time.
I bet.
So no, I've been slowly converting everything to gas. The only thing that I'm going to have left that is plug-in is my fucking hedge trimmers. And since I'm getting rid of all my hedges soon, that won't be a problem.
Oh, are you?
All the bushes around the front of the house are coming out in the spring. Gone. I'm done with them.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to take my chainsaw in the spring and cut my bushes along the driveway in half. Because they're too fucking tall. And then it'll be easy. Then life will be easy.
Oh, you're talking the bushes in front of the house you're going to cut out?
Yes, completely. Gotcha. The big shitty looking green bushes that I just left there because my grandma comes by and she's like, they look so nice. They're coming in great. I'm like, yes. But
do they?
Now, they're becoming a problem, so I'm getting rid of them. Enjoy my nice new roof. You can appreciate how nice that looks now. And it does. My new roof looks nice. Like it's covered in snow now, so you can't see it, but... But you know what it's not doing? Pouring water down that wall.
That's a good thing.
That's a good thing. That's my life. That's my fucking life this year.
Yeah, that sounds fun. I got to deal with, I got a retaining wall I have to get looked at. I still haven't done that. It should be.
Yeah. I don't really want to deal with that. Wait, at your house?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. The one holding our yard back from my dad's.
Oh, that sounds like your dad's problem.
No, it's ours.
Is it though?
Yeah.
Here's what you do. Unretain it and just make us like a hill into your dad's yard.
I like our yard though.
Oh.
Our backyard is nice because it's like up and it's
fair enough.
Yeah.
Wait for a big rainstorm and insurance should fix it, right? Is that a thing insurance takes care of? No.
Nope.
You know what else they don't take care of? Roofs, apparently.
Yeah. But
that's another story. Motherfuckers.
Right. Yeah, it's a scam.
The upside.
Insurance is a total fucking scam.
The upside, we're getting them back because they are paying for all of my fucking siding. So
good. Yeah. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I fucking hate insurance companies. They're terrible.
Yep. I'm hyped about my new siding, though.
Good.
It's going to look good.
What color did
you? I'm going to leave it white.
Are you?
I like the white. I like the white. I like the white. I like the white and the black. I love the look of the white and the black trim and black roof.
I guess.
I really like it.
I guess.
You got your own house. You can make it whatever fucking color you want.
I wanted Trevor's house to be Batman.
Yeah, that wasn't happening.
Well, I don't know why.
Because I like
the white. Other than your wiener.
Because the blue roof didn't look good.
Eh, I guess.
So without the blue roof, the rest of it didn't work.
Yeah, it's fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You're whatever. Also, now it's Space Ghost, so get over it. That's even better.
Can you somehow put brack into the backyard? The side yard?
Yes.
Make a shed and paint it like brack?
Yeah. Yes. Nice Zorak. Just paint my garage green for Zorak.
Yeah, there you go.
That show was so fucking good.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Goddamn. This is off the rails. You got anything else, or should I just read our email?
I think I do have an article.
I probably do too, but I don't. I just don't care about anything that was getting me upset this week right now.
I don't think
I'm in a weirdly not terrible mood.
I don't think there's anything that ever got me upset.
Calling everything gets me. Oh my God. I was arguing with somebody. So somebody on fucking Imgur just like it posted something about Greta Thunberg and how smart she is and how dumb Trump is and climate change and climate change. And I'm like, oh yeah? Did you walk to work today? That was.
And, so.
And their response to that was, would me not driving to work change climate science? I'm like, oh, so you don't know, you don't understand that you driving to work is what's causing global. Got it. You're an idiot.
From social experiment to reality, bottled fresh air now being sold online in India.
Brilliant.
How much are you willing to spend to inhale some fresh air?
Is it called Perry Air?
No, but that's the first thing I fucking thought about. Like, how is this not...
Hail, Scroob!
How do they not... Another company, Pure Himalayan Air, claims to sell fresh air from the mountains of Kemalai. How do they do it? Uses the highest standards in cold press compression. We fill individual containers directly on location.
With air?
Yep. And they fucking sell it. 10-liter bottle is, I don't know what that Indian rupee, 550 Indian rupees.
Wait, that's Zelda. That's Zelda.
Yeah, I know. That is Zelda.
It's not a real currency.
What in the actual fuck?
Have you seen how fucked up it is over there?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's... That's why Greta Thunberg was over here fucking yelling at us.
Well, yeah,
we're and the Trump.
So this this series of arguments I'm having about a guy not driving his fucking car.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else pipes in and said something about blah 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 and how bad we are. I'm like, oh no! They said, well, we could do that, but unless everybody changes their thing, just us doing not driving isn't going to make it. I'm like, oh yeah. So just like the Republicans say, no matter what we do, China's still going to outpollute us. And so what's the big deal? And their comeback was to post a pollution per cap, like top 10 pollution per capita countries, which of course we're way at the fucking top. Actually, we're not. We're number one, but Canada is almost tied with us.
Yeah.
And China's like 6 or 7 per capita, though. Pollution per capita.
Right.
there's 2 billion people there, and like
a billion. The only reason our pollution per capita is so high is because we all own 4 cars.
Yeah. And a billion of those people probably don't even have electricity.
Right.
But what is the over, like, and I'm like, oh, so per capita. And they didn't understand that. Like, yeah, but what is their total output? Because even if it's half of us per capita,
330 million people, they have like 2.5 billion.
So even if it's half of us per capita, it's like 4 times us in total.
Right.
But
math is racist.
But they don't understand.
Or difficult. I don't know.
Like none of these people understood the arguments that they were making. I'm like,
no.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just pointing out that you're all fucking hypocrites.
Yeah.
And idiots.
Mm-hmm.
Walk to work. It's not hard. Walk to work if you actually believe any of this.
I mean, you do understand that it's literally just about virtue signaling.
Of course I do.
Okay. I don't know why you're arguing with them.
Because it's funny.
I mean, it is, but...
Because it's funny how much they don't understand, and then when they try to fucking argue why it's okay for them to drive to work, but nobody else should be allowed to.
Right.
I'm like, well... Then shut the fuck up and drive your car and enjoy in the death throes of the fucking world, because you're part of the problem. You're not going to fix it. In fact, nothing we could, even if the whole fucking country went Amish tomorrow, it won't slow it down a bit, because China and India are never going to slow down.
Yep.
So
they're industrial fucking countries.
So just wait for somebody to invent the technology to scrub the fucking atmosphere, which will have to happen eventually.
Hmm.
What do you want? What do you want? It is what it is, man. Nothing you can do about it. Get over it.
Keep... Oh, man, somebody's going to make a killing off that.
What, scrubbing the atmosphere?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be huge money.
No, fuck yeah.
I mean, all of this shit's huge money as it is, because that's how never let a good tragedy go to waste.
Right.
As the... liberals say, I guess.
Oh, and then some other guy said something about how, whoa, our fucking power infrastructure is blah 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 and the blah blah blah. I'm like, if only nuclear energy existed. And then he starts
but 3 things have happened in history.
He starts talking about how dangerous it is and blah blah blah.
It's not, though.
And I'm like, except for it's way safer than any. Oh, and he's like, we just need big batteries. I'm like,
no, he doesn't know how batteries are made, does he?
One, batteries are way more detrimental to the environment than nuclear waste. Two, nuclear is almost perfectly safe in modern technology.
Yep.
And his response is, but meltdowns and terrorist attacks. And I'm like, oh, so not only do you not understand that driving is a pollutant that causes global warming, you also don't understand how nuclear energy works. Right. Good job, idiot.
None of them do. They all fucking have this weird... that's the thing that fucking kills me about it. Because I was like, oh, it's the science says so. But then they're unwilling to go and look up the science on things like nuclear energy.
Yeah.
Which is the perfect stopgap until we can actually figure out how to store energy from the sun.
Yep.
Which is the end goal.
Right.
Like... I've also had people argue, oh no, solar's not good. No, it's not great right now. It's super inefficient.
Yeah.
But it is the fucking end goal.
It's an endless supply of fucking infinite energy.
Yeah, it's fuel you'll never run out.
Right.
Whatever. People are fucking dumb. And they've dug their heels in about this shit for no particular fucking reason other than...
Well, people's arguments for nuclear are meltdowns, which are rare. What have they happened?
Incredibly rare.
Incredibly rare. 3 ever? And and that was with fucking 1960s safety protocols in Russia. So, you know, we're a little bit better than we were back then.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody else, well, nuclear waste. Well, look into that, because
not as bad as you think. Because
also, we know how to recycle that shit.
Yep.
We recycle it almost fucking until there's nothing left of it.
Well, no, we don't. The French do.
Right. But, like, nuclear recycling has fucking come so fucking far. It's insane.
The reason that the Trump administration Trump will never be the worst president in American history. That will always fall on Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
Because of all the fucking regulations. Jimmy Carter's an example of a person who, he was probably a good person.
Yeah.
Shitty president.
Yeah.
Whereas Trump... shitty person, probably a pretty good president.
Sure. Yeah.
Overall. I know a lot of people would disagree with that, but I mean, look at your fucking paychecks.
Right.
And shut the fuck up. Because really, what fucking matters most?
Yeah.
Are we impoverished and starving? Nope. Well, I think that's a good thing. Jimmy Carter, there's a bunch of fucking fear. There's a bunch of fear after Three Mile Island and all that shit, after Chernobyl, about nuclear energy. So they put all these regulations on American nuclear.
Yeah.
That have really
hamstrung us. We haven't built a new plant since then, have we?
Yeah.
There's
new plants built, but they're pretty few and far between, and they're all, I think it's... Major issue with those is there's no standardization between them. The technology is all pretty old, but like none of them are the same. Whereas if you go over to a country like France who developed and, you know, let nuclear fucking really take off over the course of 35 years.
Yeah.
If you work at one, you can go to any single nuclear plant and work and know exactly how to function.
That makes sense. That seems smart.
Not in America.
Of course not, because we're retarded.
Yes, we are. Well, because we want to sell things to the highest bidder, and you know that changes from here to there. Also, another example is like the Fort Calhoun plant.
Yeah.
When it shut down because of all the flooding along the Missouri River.
Right.
It had to shut down because they couldn't risk losing power.
Right.
Because they have to have power to pump water in.
Yes.
To cool the nuclear material.
Right.
Well, when it was shut down, the regulations on nuclear said that in order for them to start up again, they had to bring it up to modern standards.
Yeah.
Which for that plant, it basically became an impossible task.
Yeah.
Because of the age of it. It's like, well,
right.
You can't do shit. So now that station's offline completely.
Perfect.
Yeah. It's great.
All right. Let's read an email and then get out of here. What do you say?
We can get Connor. Connor can write in about some nuclear.
Connor, write in about how dangerous nuclear power is.
Yep.
Because people are idiots.
Yes, they are.
We got one email from Mimsy. She says, a show title about me. You shouldn't have. She says, Shenmue seems fun. It's very fun, but also don't buy it. I would not recommend it to anybody. Seriously, I fucking love Shenmue. I'm still like, have you been playing? Because I've been playing.
I haven't played this week.
Oh my God. I can't stop chopping wood.
And fishing.
And fishing. Fishing's a way better way to make money than chopping wood. Yeah, you can make a ton of money fishing. Also, it's super relaxing. I just fell asleep fishing in that game.
Again, the other day. It was great. The game, the atmosphere is fucking awesome in that game. It's so good.
Goddamn. Just wait. You were a little annoyed that how small the village was.
It just keeps sprawling.
I don't want to spoil anything, but yeah.
Okay. That's fine.
Yes.
I wasn't annoyed. I was just...
Well, you were commenting on it. Don't worry. Don't worry. There's plenty of fucking real estate in that goddamn game. Holy shit.
Good.
Got Planet Zoo. It's a blast. I have no idea what that is. I'm guessing it's a video game. Tell me what Planet Zoo is.
Sounds like Zoo Tycoon, but a whole Earth of a zoo.
Maybe. Write in. Tell me what that is, because I've not heard of it. And if I have heard of it, I completely forgot that I've heard of it. Started The Mandalorian. Sorry, probably spelled that wrong. I think you spelled it right. Looks right to me. I don't know. Started The Mandalorian. It's okay. Are you still watching that?
Yeah. The last two episodes haven't been the best.
Yeah. Dick's been shitting on it.
I just listened. I was like, oh, he's so right about these last two episodes. They're not good.
Loved it till Baby Yoda showed up.
I still like Baby Yoda.
Now I feel the memes ruined it.
Nah, I just don't go on the internet. It's a terrible place.
Yeah, that's the internet will ruin everything for you. Yeah, missed those awesome Star Wars transitions though. Oh, does all the fucking the wipes and the fucking weird.
Yeah.
Ah, God, I love how fucking George Lucas is like. I don't know, man. There's
nice
just,
dissolve.
Yes, they're like the laziest fucking transitions ever, and they're so iconic.
Because, I know.
Like, nobody else does them. Because, like, well, why would anybody else do this
except for
crap?
Spaceballs.
But it looks so fucking good in Star Wars.
So, the thing with The Mandalorian, I have less of a problem than Dick did about the fucking MMA fighter chick.
Because Gina Carano's fucking hot.
You're right. And, you know, it's whatever. Yeah. I don't, he's got his issues with
women.
Women existing.
Yes.
Which is really weird.
I still want to watch that show. It looks like it's good,
but like there was one episode that was just fucking entirely a film. Like, it's almost like they're mixing up. I think he's trying to create. Jon Favreau's the writer.
See, I liked the first two Iron Mans. So.
Yeah, I know. And he, as Dick was saying, he said he wanted to basically create a Western in space.
So it's Star Trek.
Or Firefly.
Yeah.
Except Star Trek. Except it starts off going with, this is a story we're definitely going to follow.
Yeah.
And now it seems to be shifting towards, let's just do random one-offs. And I'm like, pick one or the other.
Yeah.
Like, or, it's, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm also on the I don't give a shit about Baby Yoda train, though. And I like every time I see a Baby Yoda, I'm fine. Like, if this show is just like a fucking a bunch of like my two dads with him and Baby Yoda.
I mean, he's literally trying. It's literally just Disney trying to sell fucking Baby Yodas.
I understand that, but I don't want to watch yet, that.
Because I want to buy one.
I don't want to watch that. Wait. The cinematography is genius. Oh, wow. Seemed annoyed. I email in. What? Oh, wow. Seemed annoyed. I email in. Beggars can't be choosers, buddy. Were you annoyed that?
No, it's because she said something and she said happy Thanksgiving. And I said, I hope she doesn't have a happy Thanksgiving. And that's why my show title was, I didn't mean that.
Well, here's for you. Joke's on you, Colin. My Thanksgiving sucked. Hope you feel good.
I said I was kidding in the show title.
Good job, you piece of shit. You ruined her whole fucking day. Hey. She listened to this. She had one thing to look forward to on Thanksgiving, and that was listening to this podcast. She was already having a shitty day. Then she listens to us, and you're like, fuck you, I hate you, and I hope your day's bad. And now you wonder why nobody likes you. What a piece of shit. Cheers, Mims. I always appreciate you writing it, even if certain co-hosts
certain
are dickheads.
Not to be named, though.
Certain co-hosts not to be named suck. Yeah. That's all I got.
Yep, I'm all right.
Thanks for listening. Loudneighbors.com, Facebook.com/TheLoudNeighbors. TheLoudNeighbors.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's the is important.
Yes, it is. TheLoudNeighbors.outlook.com.
Yeah.
Did you say that? I don't think you did.
I didn't. Okay. If you want to email us, the email address is TheLoudNeighbors@outlook.com. Tell us about how you feel about Baby Yodas or long movies that are too long. But you'd like a bad movie as long as it was under 2.5 hours.
Yes.
But if it's over 2.5 hours, it's a bad movie. So the problem isn't that it's bad. It's that it's long.
The problem is that it wastes my time. More of my time than it needs to.
You could just stop watching Adam Sandler movies, is what I'm saying.
He's going to make a good one again.
No, he's not.
I don't know. There's a new movie coming out.
That Jewel Heist movie is supposed to be great, right?
It looks fucking terrible.
The one where he's threatening if he doesn't get Oscar buzz, he's going to make an even worse movie.
I kind of want to watch it,
though. It does look. Of course you do. You're fucking. You have issues. You're broken.
I'm a masochist.
God damn.
I'm some kind of machinist.